The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.
Now, we cannot spend any longer in the toy department. Mommy has to go. We've got to get home and get Daddy's dinner. Betsy? Oh.
I think your daughter's more interested in dolls than dinner.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Oh, you have a very charming little girl. Very cute with those pigtails.
Well, I think she'd be happier with curly hair.
Oh, no. Those pigtails are really something. Well, excuse me for speaking to you like this, but I've been watching you, little girl.
Oh, well, I guess no parent objects to having someone admire her child.
Has your daughter ever done any modeling?
Modeling?
Yes, you know, posing for pictures, for advertisements, that sort of thing.
Oh, my, no goodness, I don't think they have much of that sort of thing in this town anyway.
Oh, no, probably not. Well, the truth is, and I'll be honest with you, I'm with a modeling agency from Chicago.
Oh, well.
Actually, I'm on vacation right now.
Uh-huh.
My folks live in a small town near here.
Yes?
Lanesboro?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, well, yes, such as Vermont. I know many people there, huh?
Well, yes. I drove over here today to pick up some things to take back to my son.
Uh-huh.
He's only 6 months.
Oh.
But I can hardly keep from buying him a bicycle.
I know. When Betsy was 2 months old, her father brought her a doll buggy.
Oh, her name is Betsy, huh?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, I started to say, I'll be honest with you. We've been doing some advertisements with children's pictures, generally. Frankly, your Betsy seems to rather fill the bill.
Oh, well, I don't know. Of course, we think she's pretty, but...
Yes.
Goodness,
well, the point is, I keep my eyes open all the time for just the right children for these things, and frankly, sometimes I find that a child who never has done any modeling has rather a fresher approach, you know?
Uh-huh, yes, I think so.
We like to get new faces, so that the children who are seen in our pictures aren't seen all through the rest of the magazine, too, you know?
Yes, I guess so. I'm really not very familiar with this sort of thing at all.
Well, I'd like to give you my card.
Oh,
my name is Pete Wallace.
Oh, yes.
There it is. And the name of the modeling agency.
I'm not really interested in having Betsy do anything like that. Besides, I'm quite sure that her father would object strenuously.
Well, I'm going to be back in town next Monday. I'm going to be looking around for children, in case you change your mind. After all, we just want her for one picture, and naturally, she'd be paid.
Paid?
Well, certainly. She wouldn't ask you to do it for nothing. Well, this is a very reputable agency. And if your husband wants to check on it, he can.
Oh, well, I'm sure you're honest, my goodness.
Well, your husband may not be. Husbands have a way of thinking their wives are always taken in by some slick operator.
Oh.
I know I think my wife is. I bet I can assure you this is a bona fide offer.
Well, goodness, I just don't know what to say.
Talk it over with your husband. The fact is, I'll tell you the name of the product. Pumpkin Tonic.
Oh.
It's a tonic for children. Vitamins, mostly.
Oh, yes, of course. Pumpkin Tonic, yes,
Well, here, let me have the card back in a minute. We'll see at this number on Monday afternoon between 2 and 6. If you change your mind, I'm going to be visiting my cousin.
Oh, yes, well, my goodness, it's very nice of you.
Not at all. Talk it over to your husband tonight.
Yes, I will. Betsy, come on, dear. We have got to get home.
All right, good night, Betsy.
Honestly, what have you been doing?
Well, I promised to read her a story, so I did.
I thought you'd never get through.
What is the matter with you? You've been on needles and pins ever since I got home this evening.
Well, I couldn't talk in front of Betsy, and I wanted to tell you about something.
Why?
So, honestly, the strangest thing, you aren't going to believe it.
Now, anyway, you're concerned, I'll believe anything. You're just one of those people that things happen to.
Well, now, listen, I picked up Betsy at school today because I wanted to go down to the toy department at Baton's to get something for Mary Lou's birthday party.
Oh, Betsy going to a birthday party?
Yes, this week, and I wanted to do it now because Betsy needed some new shoes anyhow.
Uh-huh.
Well, I picked her up at school. Oh,
yeah,
it was
now,
about...
Come on, get to the point.
What do you mean?
Well, I just mean... Well, honey, women go into such detail to tell everything. You're just like my mother or Aunt Effie. Boy, they tell you something, you gotta sit through how they happen to think of it, why they went there, who had their appendix out, why the bus wasn't on time, why the bus driver, I mean, you know, a million details that nobody cares anything about.
I see. Very well, sir. I'll just fill you in on the important stuff.
Yeah.
Your daughter Betsy has been asked to pose for a picture to advertise Tompkins Tonic.
What?
Oh, yeah, you don't want any details.
Oh, now, come on. What are you talking about?
I was in the toy department at Baton's when this man came up to me. He'd been watching Betsy, apparently. And
why was he watching Betsy?
Let me tell you, he's with a modeling agency in Chicago. They take pictures of children to advertise products, you know.
Yeah?
Well, he spotted Betsy and apparently thinks she'd be perfect. I said, I'd talk it over with you, but he's going to be back in town next Monday. Now, it's just Wednesday. And by next Monday...
Now, wait a minute. Slow down here. Who spotted Betsy?
His name is Pete Wallace. Here's the card. And he's with that modeling agency in Chicago. It's right there. It's straight.
Yeah. What's he doing here?
Well, his folks live in Mainsville, and he came home to see them.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the store today to buy something for his little six-month-old son. That's why he was in the toy department.
Uh-huh.
It was so funny. He said he really wanted to buy his son a bicycle. We both laughed, and I was only 6 months old.
Yeah.
I said it reminded me of the time you bought Betsy a doll buggy when she was only 2 months old. You remember that?
Well, you got pretty chummy with him, didn't you?
Oh, really? Why do you always put things that way? Chummy. We talked.
Yeah, I can see you did. At any rate, he talked, and pretty darn smoothly, I'd say.
Oh, he said you'd think that.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. He said most men think their wives can be taken in by phony.
That's one thing he was right about.
But he said this was a genuine, bona fide offer, and he gave me that card and said you could check if you wanted to on that agency, that it was a very reputable modeling agency, and he wasn't trying to pull anything fancy, you know.
Boy, he's even slicker than I thought.
What is the matter with you?
Darling, you can be taken in by anybody.
Oh, I cannot. I know this man was an honest, sincere...
Honey, that's
very...
exactly what you said about the man who came to the house and sold you an air conditioner for
$10.
Oh, that. Oh, that, yes. And what about that woman who sold you a genuine oriental rug for only $40?
I didn't buy that rug.
The only reason you didn't buy it is because I got home just as you were writing out the check.
Well, we're not talking about that. Yeah. Now, this man, this Pete Wallace, is very impressed with Betsy. He loves her pigtails.
Sure.
And apparently he thinks she'd be just perfect.
What's it going to cost you?
Nothing. That's the point. She gets paid.
That's easy. Get paid for having your picture taken?
Yes, that's what he said when I said paid. He said, well, certainly. He did.
Uh-huh. Well, no, I don't care. I think you better forget about it,
he's
darling.
He's coming back to town on Monday, and if we're interested, I'm to call him at this number. I'm getting his address from his cousin.
Oh, yeah, his cousin, sure.
Well, he is. Anyhow, I'm to call him between 2 and 6. That is, if we're interested.
Well, you're interested, that's for sure.
And I said I'd have to talk to you about it. Of course, I also said you'd probably object strenuously.
Well, you were absolutely right. I not only object, but I am definitely going to put my foot down. I don't want my child involved in any cheap shenanigans.
What is cheap about it?
Well, who, for heaven's sake, may I ask, ever heard of Tompkins Tonic?
Well, I know we haven't used it, but Anne said she used it to give to Margie when she was younger, and she said it's just vitamins, really, and Margie just blossomed after she took them.
Well, I never heard of it. Tompkins Tonic sounds like something peddled on a street corner.
I don't know what's the matter with you. Here your child has a chance to have a picture taken to be used in magazines or something, and you...
Darling, I want Betsy to grow up to be a normal, healthy child. She doesn't have to be anything special.
The other day when she was dancing, you thought you had another Shirley Temple on your hands.
Well, what her daddy thinks is one thing. I know in my heart she's not going to set the world on fire.
Is her picture appeared in magazines? You can't tell. One thing leads to another.
Well, what do you want Betsy to be?
I don't know. I suppose everything I wasn't. Great pianist. Great actress, great dancer, something, anything. So that maybe she'd be listed sometime in Who's Who in America.
Well, she's not going to be listed in Who's Who just because a picture was taken for Tompkins Tonic.
Well, I don't feel that it's fair of us to rob her of what might be her first break.
Boy, I'll bet this guy really makes a fortune preying off mothers who are anxious for their children to be what they want. I hate to tell you this, darling, but you have been taken.
Oh,
and I'll tell you something. To prove it, I'm going to call a guy I know in Chicago. He's in the agency business. I'm going to call him right now and see if he ever heard of this. What's his name? Pete Wallace and his wonderful modeling agency. The name over here, Julep Griddledorf and Plunk. The name sounds phony. Julep Griddledorf. Sweetheart, I hate to see you so gullible. I really... Operator, give me long distance, please. I hope you didn't mind my calling you, Hal. Did I interrupt anything? Good. Well, anyhow, that's the story, and... Yeah, well, if you say so, I guess it must be so. But look, just one thing. Couldn't this guy have swiped a business card or something that belonged to the real Pete Wallace?
I never saw such a doubting Thomas. He just told you he knows the agency. He knows Pete Wallace.
Hold on a second, will you, Hal? Just a second. Honey, did this guy sort of look like Jimmy Cagney in the movies?
Oh, yes. Yeah? I knew he looked like some sort of a movie star. I couldn't think. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
He looked like Jimmy Cagney.
Yeah, she says he did.
He does.
Yeah, so I guess it must be the real McCoy. Uh-huh. Oh, really? Well, gee, thanks a lot, Harold. Well, thanks. I don't plan to get there very soon, but when I do, we'll get together. Oh, you know me. Okay, Harold. Goodbye.
Well,
all right, my apologies. This all sounded phony to me, that's all. Harold says it's a fairly new agency, but they're doing very well. He doesn't know this Wallace guy too well, but he's met him and he likes him.
I told you he was very nice.
Yeah.
Well... Oh, I suppose it's crazy. You don't want Betsy to do it, darling.
I didn't say she couldn't. I'm just more cautious than you are, that's all.
Oh,
yeah, Harold says they'd probably pay us very well.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. Maybe $50.
$50? Does he have a picture tape?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, we'll think about it. We got till next Monday to decide. Now, let's not be hasty about it.
No, dear. All right. We'll think about it. Oh, that must be Mr. Rogers. He's coming over tonight to go over the plans for the new house again. Oh, he just said it was probably you. Good evening, Mr. Rogers.
Good evening.
Come in.
Still nippy out.
Oh, I should say it is. I said, here, let me take your coat.
No, I can put it right here. Well, thank you. Well, I've put a lot of thought into the plans for your new house, and I think we've just about got most of the problems solved.
Oh, that's wonderful, honey. Honey, Mr. Rogers is here, dear.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking about something else, I'm afraid. Hello, Mr. Rogers.
I don't want to speak too soon, but I think by cutting some corners here and there, you can still have your screened-in porch.
Oh, is that wonderful, dear?
Yeah,
oh.
As soon as you approve these plans, we can start getting some bids from various contractors. Now, let me get some spread out here so you can...
Oh, Mr. Rogers, we may not need to cut corners quite as much.
Oh, what do you mean, dear?
Well, my daughter seems to have made a hit in the modeling field.
Wow.
Only just one picture. She hasn't even missed.
Well, one thing leads to another, as you yourself said, my dear.
No, dear, but I don't think you should imply.
Now, look, we got a pretty cute kid.
Oh, indeed you do. Indeed you do, dear.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, anyhow, we certainly wouldn't use the money Betsy might earn to build a house. That'll be safe for her college.
Now, look, she's got to have a decent place to live, doesn't she? When she really hits the jackpot, they'll want pictures of where she lives and all that, you know, for interviews.
Oh, right. You have to think of those things.
Yeah, anyhow, I'm not going to spend her money. I only meant that, you know, we don't have to be quite as careful, that's all. She'll probably be earning her own money for college. And what's the matter?
Nothing. Just amused.
Well, not that I approve of children getting into these things. You understand, Mr. Rogers. I don't approve of
them. No.
Still, you would never forgive yourself if you robbed her of what might be a real opportunity.
Oh, that is so true.
Yes. That is so genuine.
A Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with John Gibson and Alexander Clark. It is produced by Walter Hutt. This is Warren Sweeney inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door. ¶¶